Talia, get off the stair. Come here. Come on. You fall down, I'm going to be in big trouble. Come here. Get over here. Come here. And don't make me get up from this news desk and come over there. Okay. From the news desk, which today is my kitchen table, here in my house, seeing as I don't have an office anymore, thanks to... Okay, let's not go there. From the news desk, this is Todd Lyons reporting with today's top story, veganism as environmentally harmful as meat, scientists prove. Dateline Kemptville, Ontario, Canada. Farting and belching by vegans is a key contributor to global warming problems, extinction of Earth species, and a worldwide suicide epidemic involving Angus beef cattle suffering from feelings of alienation and personal rejection, a climate change think tank warned today. The Center for Vegan Bioterrorism Research studied the relative emissions discharge of cattle, vegans, and normal people, and produced some surprising results, according to the Ontario Ranchers Association, corporate sponsors of the research. Just one vegan consuming a typical diet of soy products, legumes, lentils, nuts, seeds, and whole grains produces sufficient harmful methane gas in a single day to fill a space equivalent to the Toronto Sky Dome, a researcher said, adding, "This is really bad for the environment." He went on to suggest that truly environmentally conscious social activists would do better to consume a diet equivalent to the daily consumption of a double quarter pounder with cheese, half a kilo of bacon, six eggs, and a sexy Mexican cabana boy by the name of Eduardo, were they truly concerned about the future welfare of the human race. Dr. Derriard LaPluft, professor of environmental studies at Carleton University, said that in addition to environmental damage, veganism causes untold human tragedy in the form of unemployment, discrimination, and poverty to farmers, their families, marketing specialists, their families, abattoir employees, their families, and meatpacking plant workers, and their families. The validity of these statements was independently confirmed via third-party assurances from the Ontario Pork Producers Marketing Board, the Ontario Egg Producers, and PETA. This is Todd Lyons reporting for UNnews. Have a good day, like I care.